His thick blue-black hair lay in disarray, a sharp contrast to the rumpled snowy white pillowcase. His heavily whiskered jaw appeared clenched, and as Luna looked closer, she saw a purplish shadowing around his eye. A bruise? Sitting on the side of the bed, Luna shook his shoulder.
Joe, wake up.
At her nearness, his nose twitched. Then with a slight frown, he drew a slow, deep inhalation of breath. With exaggerated effort, he got one thickly lashed eye to open. The seconds ticked by while they stared at each other. Abruptly, his other eye snapped open, and Luna got snared in his flinty, dark blue gaze. In a voice deep and rough from sleep, he said,
"I thought I recognized that scent."
Bemused, Luna pulled back.
"Sorry, champ, but I'm not wearing perfume."
Her statement strangled in her throat when Joe rolled to his back with a rumbling groan of agony. His new position gave her a shocking display of his battered ribs, along with a variety of bruises and scrapes on his chest, face, and abdomen. Someone had hurt him. Outrage blossomed, but the outrage was tempered by awareness because he also provided her with a full frontal view of his gloriously naked body. And wow, what a view it was. Joe Winston might be a bona fide jerk, a sexist pig, in fact, but Luna had no complaints with his physique. He was all bulky strength, long bones, dark hair and sinew, and sex appeal. The man had it in spades.